Well, we're here, Dory.
We did it.
Friends, foes, welcome to Forever 35's season one. This is a commitment we made to recap the first season of the OC. And we're here. We're at the end. We're at episode 27. I am Kate Spencer, obviously.
And I am Dory Shafrir.
And as you know, this is a Patreon exclusive episode. This is just for you. And wow, what a doozy this has been. taking calming breaths before we get started. Excuse me.
I mean, I have to.
I understand.
I have to.
So today we are recapping the finale of the first season of the OC. And before we get into this, let's just remind ourselves and whoever out there is listening where we left off. The gang went to Las Vegas for Cal's bachelor party, where they somehow got involved with an underground poker game and a bunch of escorts. They were trying to raise money for Teresa, who is pregnant. Julie and Haley get into a fight. Jimmy and Cal get into a fight. And everyone's reeling from the news that Teresa is having a baby and it might be Ryan's.
Dun, dun, dun.
And here we are.
Here we are. We've gotten here.
This episode starts with Seth acting so Seth, and it ends with him literally sailing off into the sunset.
Which is like, apropos, I feel like I should have gone back and also watched the pilot.
Because he starts by sailing, right? Like, I feel like that's the first shot.
And that is like a big theme of the first couple of episodes. And Anna Stern talks about sailing to Tahiti.
Mm-hmm. Though as they mention sailing to Tahiti in this episode, they don't mention Anna.
No, Anna's gone, Kate. Anna is just
out of the picture.
No one. Anna had never existed. For all intents and purposes,
she wasn't Seth's goofy girlfriend for a while.
No.
But I was so excited to get an Oliver Trask reference on this episode. I couldn't believe it.
Yes, because, you know, usually when a character is gone on the OC, they are gone.
Yeah, they're like, we don't give you another look.
No. So, yes, I also was like, oh, ho, 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 ho,
mm-hmm. So, Dory, Seth and Ryan start this episode off for us. And Seth is essentially tormenting Ryan with jokes about having babies and being a dad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wildly immature. Not the nicest thing he could do, but it seems like a very Seth thing to do. He starts off this episode very unserious.
Yes.
Like, yes. He kind of goes through the largest emotional journey of this episode, I think, which was interesting. Maybe this is really Seth's story after all. I don't know. I mean, this whole episode, I was just like, I can't believe this is how we're ending this season.
In what sense?
I mean, I can, like, as a story writer, I can understand why we're here.
Oh, interesting.
Like, I get it. It's the push and pull of the con. Like, I get why. But I was like, seriously? I don't know. Everything about this whole episode, I was just like, ugh. You know what I think is the show? It's like, it's soapy, but sometimes it's not enjoyably soapy.
Mm-hmm.
And this might be one of, like, kind of the epitome of that.
Interesting. Okay.
I don't know. This episode just kind of was like, I was watching this and I was just like, oh.
To hear the rest of this episode, visit patreon.com/forever35.